The Coup is essentially Boots Riley, a San Francisco Bay Area singer-songwriter who's just released a new album called Pick a Bigger Weapon. The Coup's hip-hop music is rooted in black power politics of the 60s and, says rock critic Ken Tucker, uses melodies to both complement and contrast with its message.
I meet the rubber on my shoe, meet my up demands. Here's the place where I take my stand. Take my stick and draw a line in the sand. Show my hand, initiate the actions plan. Now give me time for assault to give me back my claims. The salt water drips from my oculus. I got the urge to just...
The Coup, that's COUP as in coup d'etat, a decisive change in government or politics, often by force. That's one heck of a name to attach to your musical endeavor. But Boots Riley and his collaborating DJ, Pam the Funkstress, don't mess around. Or rather, they do mess around with your expectations of what pop music is supposed to contain or do. The Coup make music that's heavy on funk riffs and beats. This new album includes backup by members of Parliament Funkadelic and the guitarist Tom Morello of the white funk metal band Rage Against the Machine. But at the center of the rhythms are Boots Riley's lyrics, which espouse sympathy for the black underclass and calls to rise up and seize power. Riley is a propagandist, upfront and proud of it.
In a land not very far away from here, George W. Bush was drinking beer. His daddy was head of the CIA. Now listen up close to what I say. The CIA worked for Standard Oil and other companies to whom they're loyal. In a whole nother land by the name of Iran, the people got wise and took a stand. So the oil companies, hey, ain't this funny? This is our oil, our land, our money. CIA got medicine, false info to Iraq to help start the Iran-Iraq war. Pronounce war if I have to be proper. The CIA is the cops, that's why I hate the coppers. Saddam Hussein was their man out there. They told him to rule by keeping people scared, saying any opposition to him, he must crush it. He gassed the Kurds, they gave him the budget. Said you gotta kick ass to protect our cash. Step out of line and feel our wrath. You know the time without looking at the little hand.
Boots Riley and the Coup are working out of a tradition of music that extends at least as far back as Gil Scott Heron and the Last Poets in the early 70s. And politically to the Black Panther Party that was highly active in the Oakland area where Riley grew up. He absorbed their message of black nationalism, unity with the white counterculture, and an identification with the poor and the powerless. When Riley talks about guns in his songs, he's not some gangster rapper seeking gold and groupies. He's talking about defending himself against a system he sees as corrupt. This political point of view even extends to the dreamiest love song the Coup can come up with.
Baby, let's have a baby before Bush jumps on the crazy. Baby, let's have a baby before Bush jumps on something crazy. I don't want the world to love before we get a chance to let our love grow. I don't want the world to love before we get a chance to let our love grow. I don't really want to fuss and fight. Baby,
the title of that song, in case you missed the refrain, is Baby, Let's Have a Baby Before Bush Do Something Crazy. It features the nicely ragged croon of singer Silk E. Boots Riley is a most accommodating host, generous about letting other people speak his words. On this song, called My Favorite Mutiny, a member of the Roots, Black Thought, enunciates Riley's anti-brutality proclamation.
Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Boom. Y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck sick of hearing something wrong with me.
Boots Riley was recently quoted as saying, "We've been taught to overlook actually fighting the system together to make our life better. As you can imagine, this is not the sentiment of someone who's making platinum bestsellers. But it has aligned him with some interesting colleagues. The coup toured with the British rabble-rouser Billy Bragg and the country rock rabble-rouser Steve Earle last year. And the varied, often catchy music on Pick a Bigger Weapon suggests that he's getting ever closer to his ideal. Propaganda as art. Art as music that works as both pleasure and provocation for a mass audience.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.